Makis, Daf Yud Gimel, Daf Yud Dalet. I want to discuss this in Derech HaMachshava with a very profound insight of the Maharal Miprag, Kedarko Bakodesh. The Maharal wrote a sefer on Chumis Kulgur Aryeh, and many of his very beautiful ideas can be found in his Perush Gur Aryeh on Rashi Al Torah. We all know that Yitzias Mitzrayim was enabled with the schus of Pesach Umila. Klal Yisrael were b'vchinas Eirom be'Arya, as we say in the Haggadah of Pesach and Tzukim from Yecheskel. Klal Yisrael did not have the schusim that they needed to get redeemed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them two mitzvahs. And this is an idea that's quoted by Rashi and Chumash in Parshas Bo. V'haya lochem l'mishmeres. Rashi quotes a member of Amasya ben Charas. The following pasuk says in Yecheskel, V'evor alayich v'erech mishpatzpi'ine itech eithdodim. Higia shvua shenishbati l'Avram she'egal esbanav. The time has come. Time has arrived for the Geulas Mitzrayim, but lohaya biyadam mitzvos is asik behem kedeshi yigalu. They needed mitzvos to be involved with in order to be worthy of Geula. As it says there, v'at eirom be'erya, literally naked, figuratively meaning from mitzvos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them these two mitzvos, dam pesach v'dam mila, that's mitzvoses b'damayich, that's b'damayich kayi, b'damayich hayi, the dam pesach and dam mila. The Dan Pesach, we all understand, the Shechtet Karban Pesach on that Erev Pesach, that Yudalit Nisan, Mila as well, Shemolu Ba'osa Alayla, they did Mila, that was the first step of the Geirus of Klal Yisrael, the Mila of the Zecharim, that very same night, Shenema Mitzbalseses, the Damayach is plural, the Shnei Damin, and therefore, this chus was given to them to be nigah, redeemed in merit of Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. What is the significance of these two mitzvahs? What's the relationship between them, between Dan Pesach, Dan Mila, and together they were zochet to Geula? Says the Maharal and Gur Aryeh, let's look at it together. Dafka egu shnei donim nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu ligal es Yisrael behem. Dafka, these two mitzvahs of blood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them. The essence of being in Golus Mitzrayim meant that they were avadim to Paro. That was the reality. And in order to be redeemed, they had to be reconfigured in their identity as avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We usually think about the relationship of Avdei Hashem as opposed to Avdei Paro as an outgrowth of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki avadai heim asher hotzeisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim, says the pasuk in Parshas Bahar. So in a sense, through the Geulas Mitzrayim, they became Avdei Hashem. What this Maharal is telling us is it actually goes on another level, in a way reverse. In order to become ra'ui for Geula, in order that they can become nigal from being Avdei Paro, they had to become defined as Avdei Hashem, as he'll now explain. Now there's two layers in the notion of an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the status itself, in a formal way of being an Eved, and there is the Maisa Avdus that an Eved does for his master. And these are the two ideas that correspond to Mila and Pesach, respectively. Says the Maharal, Ubishvil Hamila, Hayu Avadim HaKadosh Baruch. With Mila, they became Avadim, stamped, as we'll see, as Avadim HaKadosh Baruch. Sharei, Mefarshim Tan Hamila. We all understand the Mefarshim explain what is Mila about. Mefarshu Os Ba'adam, Shu Rashim Lios Eved HaKadosh Baruch. The Bris Mila is a stamp, a physical manifestation of the stamp of Avdus. So kol Eved, Tzorech Sheyilo Chosem Avdus, Kitnar Mesechet Shabbos, Ein Eved Yotzi B'chosem Shelo B'Shabbos, Ein Hasa. There's an idea of an Eved with some stamp which identifies the Eved as an Eved in the context of a deer. It's something that he could be carrying, so he can't carry it outside. When it comes to the notion of Bris Mila, it's a stamp that's literally on us. It's attached to us. It's not something extrinsic. V'zeu shanu omrim in benching v'al brishecha shechasamta b'vsareinu. Chasamta is a seal. It's a stamp. We have a similar language in the bracha by Bris Mila. V'tzetzav chasam b'os bris kodesh. The idea of a Bris Mila is a stamp of we are Abdei Hashem. So this is what Mila represents. Why is Pesach necessary? What does Pesach bring to the equation? Why is Mila insufficient? Continues the Maharal. U'b'mila l'chud lo sagi. It's insufficient just with Mila. Mila means we are avadim by our essence, our identity. We have the stamp of avdus. But it's not enough. Ki ha'eved sarech sheyehe oved. It's not just being an eved. An eved has to actually do service for the master. Then eino oved ein kan avdus. In other words, there has to be a maisa avdus. There has to be an expression of that avoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the notes on the bottom of Rabbi Hartman, he points out, we have Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim in the first parsha of Kriya Shema. We have Kabbalas O Mitzvahs in the second parsha of Kriya Shema. There's the idea of being entered into the status of being an Eved, the rite of passage, as it were. That's the Mila. And then there's the actual observance, the concrete expression of that Avdus, and that is Pesach. If you're not an Oved, ein kan Avdus. L'kach masan lahem, Pesach, shehi avoda. Now, what is the most defining word that's used often in Chumash about Pesach? It's the word avoda. D'b'chol makom nikra avoda. Pesach is called an avoda. D'chsid ma'ho avoda hazos lachem. The old ne'amar, the avadta es ha'avoda hazos b'chodesh hazeh. So there's the avdus in terms of the chasima, the osbris kodesh, and then there's the expression of the avdus, the maisa of being an oved, that's the Pesach. So that's why you need Pesach. Why don't you just have Pesach without the mila? Continues Maral. Ubepesach l'chud lo sagi l'os ovdim l'akadosh baruch hu. So what's wrong with just having the maisa avdus? What's missing? What's missing is it has to be a maisa avdus on the part of someone who's defined as an eved, not just happens to be that he's doing a maisa avdus. Ki amila hi sha'adam hu nikra eved l'akadosh baruch hu. Ve'ilu pesach l'havi rak avoda achas. Pesach is a maisa avdus, but that doesn't define the person by their essence as an eved. They did a person who's not an eved did a maisa avoda. Again, what needs to happen to have the geula occur, there has to be a status of an eved and a maisa avdus done by the eved. Avol kasha hu eved l'kodesh baruch hu. When they are by definition an eved, v'hu ove boro, and this eved by definition does something as an expression of avdus, zehavi eved gamur. That's a total eved. Why? Shebishvios tohu rashum la'avdus. He's accounted for. He's defined by his very body. He is an eved. V'hu ovdo, and then you serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu from that. Zeu avdus gamur. Ufikach amet Torah kol benecha lo yochel bo. He means the pasuk also kol orel lo yochel bo. Why can an orel partake of carbon Pesach? Ki achar sha Pesach hu avoda la Kadosh Baruch Hu ki nechsiv b'abata savoda azos. Ein ra'u shehiya orel. Ve'enu rashum lios evi l'rabov. He's not rashum, he's not stamped. Shehiya ochel bo b'shelo yase Pesach shehiya avoda la Kadosh Baruch Hu. The avod of a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to come from somebody who is themselves an eved gamur, an eved through the mila. Avo harashim lios eved gamur, avo eved arai lo. Only someone who's a rashim lios eved gamur, avo eved arai lo, she ain't the eved gamur. Avo also she rashim avdos vilhu ove. Both things together, zel avod the gemura, v'oz nikra kili b'nei Yisra avadim. Velo avadim la'avadim, uge'olam ha'kodesh baruch hu min avdus yopara. So a fascinating chidush of the Maharal, again, as pointed out elaborated in the bottom as well, not the pshat that we were redeemed and the meilo we became avdei Hashem. The other way around. In order for us to be able to be redeemed for a geula olamis, there had to be the definition of avdus in terms of being an eved, rashum as an eved, brismila, the concept of brismila, and then an expression of that avdus. The takeaway, I was looking at a sefer by Rav Volbi, the famous Musar in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shlomo Volbi. There's a sefer, he has Memori Geula, he has a few pieces where he works with this Maharal in different ways. The two ideas, Mila and Pesach, Mila being the status of the person as being Rashim as an Eved, and the Pesach being the act of the Avoda. He talks about the idea that there's a panimius to a person, who they are within, who they are in their identity from within, and then there's a Saviva that's created around them. And he wants to parallel these two ideas, that a person has to have the inner identity, the core, the panimius of being an Eved, that's the Mila, and through the act of the Abdus, to the expression of Abdus, there's a Saviva around them that's all, you know, all echoing the idea of being an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of your surroundings, not just in terms of who you are within. And then, at the end of the various pieces, he just sums everything up in the following beautiful way. He says, both of these came about through B'damai Chayi. Both of these things came about through Mesiras Nefesh, B'damai Chayi. We understand Mila required Mesiras Nefesh. They made themselves weak. They underwent a surgery of sorts. So to Karban Pesach, they had to go against the grain. They had to take the god of Mitzrayim, the deity, and they were Moshe Nefesh to bring the Karban Pesach. And that was the bito of the Avodah Zarah. This idea of Mesiras Nefesh, both for Pesach and for Mila, have the Tzara Shava of Avdus. As the Maharal says, Mila is the Chosem HaAvdus, and the Pesach is the Avdus itself, the expression. Nira Mikan. And he sums everything up, he says, Emunah b'Torah. When we have Emunah in Torah, it's not something in the abstract. It's not avoda mufshetes. I agree, I accept, amen, I believe. I believe it's all true. Emunah of Torah means that there's a master, there's a Borei Olam who runs the world. And it's not just he runs the world, he is my master. He's my master. Hadaber nogea elai, shehu yisbarach adam. If he is the master of the world and we understand and we embrace the idea, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam, then what it means for us on Pesach and Leil Pesach is that I am an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not Adda the Kudsh HaBrichu. That I need to be an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I don't feel that I'm an Eved, then I wasn't Mekabel Kadosh Baruch Hu as my Adam. Amuna amitis knisa lekal avdus. True amuna is to recognize that we are avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're avdei Hashem. That's the hachana to geula. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say, when a person says Kriyashma every day, and the mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, on the entire world, on the seven rekiim, and on all four corners of the earth. But what's missing sometimes is that a person is not being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on themselves, to recognize that I'm part of that. I am an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are times that are so difficult for us, for so many people, so many of our friends and relatives and acquaintances and hidden everywhere and the entire world. It's a crisis that we obviously are we have a while to get through it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to provide Shmira. Maybe the Mesiras Nefesh for us is that when we're able to extend ourselves in every way, day by day, but certainly at a Yontif of Pesach, which is really a Yontif which acknowledges how much we feel ourselves as Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're able to do it under such circumstances with the Mesiras Nefesh, that itself is a tremendous chus for us. To be able to acknowledge within everything else that's going on. And in some ways, it might be easier because we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, you might say, the fact that he can, everything can now be humbled. And obviously, we're in a situation where we recognize our own limitations, and humanity itself is struggling. But ultimately, there's a Borei Olam, Borei Olam who cares, Borei Olam who ultimately wants the best for us. We don't understand, you know, exactly why things are happening, but we have a responsibility to make us stronger from this, to allow ourselves to grow. Maybe the chizuk for us for Pesach has to be in this idea of the combination of Pesach and Milah, to recognize who we are from within. From within, we are avadim through and through, and to embrace that, to recognize who we are in terms of our inner identity, and to allow everything that we do externally, Pesach being the Maisa Avdus, every Maisa Mitzvah that we do, and specifically on a Yontif of Pesach, every Mitzvah of Pesach, Achilas Matzah, Sibet Yis Mitzrayim, Arba Kosos, every one of those things is not just, it's not just inspiring, which it hopefully will be, but it's also an act of service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Lel Pesach is an Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Huttna speaks about this in Pachat Yitzchak. The essence of Lel Pesach is an expression of Avoda. Even without the Karban Pesach, we have that idea of being Oved. So we are Avodim, and we act, and we express ourselves in that way. So Be'ezras Hashem, it's coming to Shabbos HaGadol, I will say, it's a minute to read the Haggadah, Shabbos Haggadah, to get ourselves oriented. Let's keep ourselves strong. Let's try to get together, Mitzvah Hashem, one more time before Pesach starts. Meanwhile, I wish you have a wonderful Shabbos, and we should continue to mechazik, as I always tell you, you mechazik me, I mechazik you, mechazik one another. Hashem Baruch Hu should bless us, all of us, and our families continue to be well and healthy. Have a good Shabbos.